Begin the current daf and sech the sukkah daf lametes. Begin the amen alf. Begin the taste masal. This begins with the words of the Gemara. Aval lefonav. But before hal, then mitzvah lebarach. Then everyone agrees that it is a mitzvah to make a bracha before. The taste says ki hagav na minigam megillah. We find the same thing regarding the megillah in Perek Hakaras Megillah Oimed Megillah Chaf Halav Amaleis. That yeah, the bracha achrayna is that we have a discussion. But regarding bracha rishayna, that's a mitzvah to make a bracha. Which the yeshet ton bracha lefanov, it says over there that those that there are certain things that require bracha before and vein ton bracha lachrof that don't require bracha afterwards. Pashba Gemara Gemara says lasuye what's the kumniklu dechani regarding smelling spices, but there's no bracha achrayna, which Taisa points out. What's the name of the Gemara could have said lasuye how megillah could include as we brought these other two sources arsugya and. Where the custom is not to make a bracha after them, that you only make a bracha and not bracha chayma. And the chani, particularly, but spices is definitive because they are you never ever make a bracha chayma, no matter what the minig hamakom is. Therefore, pick rechani. But the truth is, you can make another mitzvah and a mitzvah too. But you really could have said many mitzvahs. Going tzitzis, b'sheifa, b'sukkah, b'lulam. My depression, Rabbeinu Tam Kondor, Rabbeinu Tam Kondor explains the imam bracha lishma chukam that no one makes a bracha. After you finish a mitzvah of lishma chukav ela tefillin luchadai only on tefillin, which some had the custom medavka, and that specific issue masalka b'shem leila when you're taking it off at night time, and command damal leila love is man tefillin. No, according to one that holds at night time is not man tefillin. So you could have said every mitzvah is koydim and not achreya. Yeah, you could have said that too, and not just rechani. Continuing with the next taz masal that begins with the words gemara ivelas yas. You have to make the bracha before you fulfill the mitzvah of lulav. Which says, "Mitamza." For this reason, tzarich lebracha lulav kamishet lani. If you have to bracha lulav before you take it, kedilak shenatlo. Because you, if you hold it in your hand already, agve nafik. When you pick it up, you're ready for the obligation. Remember, said pick it like we say at the end of the peg. Then mezim and olav. But milu mistabaklal. It's not logical to say because the heichim bracha. Because then, if you didn't pick it up, how you make a bracha on it? But when pick it, it's in the vessel. It's on the table. It's in the bowl. When you make the bracha on tefillin, when you put it on, until you knot it on. Because any moment that the mitzvah is not prepared for you to do it, let's say it's not on your arm yet, it's not logical to make a bracha. So then when you make the bracha on the lulav, when you picked it up, you're already filled. Before you picked it up, it's too early. When you started picking up the lulav, before you picked up the esek, that's when you make the bracha. And still level is yasin. I picked up the lulav already. Because each of the four main are ma'akib. And although you picked up three of them, you didn't pick up the fourth one. So you already started, but you didn't finish. It's like between the hanachas tefillin and the kshir. Or you know, another approach. You could say, yeah, you took away the lulav and the esek. But you have one of them turning downwards. It's upside down. You don't fulfill your obligation with this mitzvah only the way it normally grows. That it has to be in an upright position. And it says another approach. You could even say, even if you hold it in the normal way, as it grows upwards, you could have in mind not to fulfill it until after the bracha. Because Avagav, the main mitzvah, although the Gemara says, Rosh Hashanah, the mitzvah is in the Gemara, you don't need to have intent. Another way, not fulfilling obligation against your will. And therefore, if you explicitly have in mind not to fulfill it, then maybe that's another option too. But then, Mahatla, Mishani, Hach, this the Gemara doesn't answer over here, then the Pregnant Beis Amen Al. Regarding where some carries out a Lulam and Shabbos. If he didn't fulfill his obligation yet and he carries out his mipata, the Gemara says, what do you mean? The second you picked it up, you fulfilled the obligation. So why did the Gemara answer this question? Just what he had in mind not to fulfill, and then that could be the case. So it says, no, because the Maibah Adam Shayin Baki, there is talking about a person who is not a Baki. That's actually, that's why he had a mistake, and he went out, because Halach Hatzal Baki Lim is going to a Baki to teach him. Such a person, he also doesn't know this halacha that you could have in mind not to fulfill the obligation. But he said, when the guy had upside down, that is halacha that a Muslim would know. Or yeah, I mean, another approach to answer the original question. That, so when could you make the bracha if the moment you picked up, you already fulfilled the obligation? You could say, Mishum de legama mitzvah, say, adachan ninua. Because although, yeah, you fulfilled the obligation, but you didn't finish the mitzvah until you do the shakling, the nanuim, by the hal. And therefore, as long as you didn't finish the mitzvah, you could still make the bracha on it. For that same reason, you can make a bracha until zam after you already washed your hands, because the mitzvah is not finished until you wipe your hands, so you dry it. Come in, pray, comment, the site, like Moses in the first place said, "Dal and beis, don't eat without drying your hands." And that's the same thing over here. But it says immediately Domikulai, but that's actually not so comparable. Because yeah, the drawing is ma'akim, so there it's considered like you didn't finish. But by Lulav, the new Enel Machir Mitzah Alma, it's not ma'akim. It's just like preparatory elements of the mitzvah. And it does a little bit of meaning. We say at the end of the pack, not when you pick it up, you're fulfilling the obligation. And Mishan, the Gemara answers, oh, Kashavcha, it's what, oh, right, when you turn it upside down. But like Mishan, no, the Gemara doesn't answer, oh, because you didn't shuckle yet, because no, that's not considered Gemara mitzvah. But since there's a new emes, but the truth is that it's true, the Labasa, the Nafik Mimavarch, that even when you fulfill your obligation already, yet, when you pick it up, you can still look the Baruch, you can pick up the Sachem, like it's obvious from the first pack of Psachem, the Psalm base. The Pligid, there's a Machligs over there, but Albir Chametz. Making the words of the bracha al bir chametz, the marasa, but one opinion holds lisha of a mashma tvei, that it sounds more from the past tense. Marasa v'labana mashma, one says no, you could even make it before because it sounds like it's going in the future tense too. Partly my as my isalul last one, someone makes a little from himself. They're telling me that we learn not lul lotzes by when someone's taking it to fulfill his obligation. I mean, he says al natilas lul. Kashem adam mivarch lo levar. Is that typically the one who says that you have to say levar, which you see that even before you do something, it's appropriate to say al natilas lulav. When you say al means in the past tense. I'm trying to get my answers. No, Shani Elson, there's different because in the nagbei, nagbeinu nothing be. No, actually is a past tense. Because the moment you picked it up, before you shuckled it, you're ready to fulfill your obligation. Probably my ass, then, if that's the case, lots is why he's saying that if you're picking up to fulfill his obligation, you have to be by lay. It should say someone who did fulfill his obligation would make the bracha of the past tense. Shani Elson, my answer is no, I'm sure by must say safer. You're right. It's just because he wants to say the safer. When it's talking about a so-called leisha, but to sit in there, it's a ton of racial lots of pay that to fulfill your obligation, but really you actually fulfilled it the moment you picked it up. So you see that, yeah, in truth, we do make a bracha on the lulav, even though you're ready to fulfill the obligation already. So it says, because you have to say, since the mitzvah is not totally finished yet, because you still need a shackle, different bracha, you can make the bracha. But moreover, because the mitzvah is pregnant, because at the end of the pregnant, my mouth on the base. And Hogan shall answer your slime. The custom of the people of Shalim was other mitzvahs take base. A person will leave his house, will love be other, he has a little in his hand. Next time he's a Knesset, he's going to the shul, will love be other, he has a little in his hand. Kirk Krishna will love be other, he's saying Krishna has a little in his hand. Now, obviously, all these things of holding the lulav when you're doing these things, not ma'akim, it's not integral. The kavakim is still holding the mitzvah and the mitzvah, since it's the most choice way of performing the mitzvah. Chashav kabbalat yasin. You could still consider like before you perform the mitzvah, and therefore that's why you can still make the bracha. Now, behead yom and bishami, the bracha's parakurai is explicitly in the yerushami and bracha's parakurai. It says gabik tzitzis, so he said tzitzis last from something and tzitzis himself. Whenever he says bracha, the shem lakin melachim asher kishon mazayz b'tzvun last and tzitzis make tzitzis. The satav, but when he puts it on, I mean asher kishon mazayz b'tzvun lasatav b'tzitzis. By any time, the reason is the fish mitzvah meshachas goes man shemot v'ayim because the mitzvah is as long as he's wrapped in it. So therefore, you could still make the hilisativ, even though he's already wrapped, like it's a nisativ, and then he says the bracha, yeah, because again, the same idea that we're saying over here. But still not totally like lulub, because the hazma bracha antilas lulub, there you're saying the bracha antilas lulub, al natilas, mishnatl of kva'ik mitzvah, and when you took it, you already did the primary mitzvah. And whereas the hilisativ is being mu'utif, which, yeah, that would still make sense even already when you did it, so it's not exactly the same. Now, Bahasim Yerushalmi Pligi, there in Yerushalmi, there's Machlekes, actually regarding this question. Mitzvahs, Mamis and Mabarakla, when you make a bracha, then Mabarakla says, oh, you will assess before you perform it. The point of it is, Bishas assess as you're performing it, which, again, is this idea that even though you did it already, as long as you still engage in it, you can still make the bracha. Continue with the next taste of the muscle, that begins with the words of the Gemara, Al-Keich Lulav Mechabe Bishpir, someone purchases a Lulav from his friend in the Shemitiyah. Pirish Bergoyne Rashi explains that the gears has to be in the Mishnah. Someone purchases not mechavera, but from an ama oretz. Why? Because the ama oretz mukmalag b'gemar. The Gemara explains what to mean an ama oretz. Ama oretz like a bechavah lekari chaveri. The ama oretz regarding a chavah, we're not calling chaveri. Obviously, we're talking about ama oretz. Ama oretz would call another ama oretz. He would call him a chaveri. So Tosis is balchidim dachay. It's for nothing. Rashi is pushing to try to say that the gears has to be from chaveri, from ama oretz, because otherwise you can't say chaveri. The Ashkam and Tuch the call the chaveri. We find many places that he calls him his chaver. A woman can lend to her friend that suspect on the laws of Shemitah, which we see it's a trustworthy woman to an Amah Aretz, and he's still going chaverta. So the parak become Arvin Arvin Nav Lamed Beis Menav Lamed Chaver. Someone says to his friend, Tzibulak Lachatein Metein Nasi, go and gather harvest figs from my fig tree. Oich Ben Aari, he could eat snack from it. And Master Badi. But when it's definitive, he has to take Maisa. The Ketani, the Ketani Seben, the Seben says, Bamidvam, when we talk about Bama Aretz. So you see that he's calling it Amoris his chaver. And more of a Shabbos Perek Shalda Kufnun Amar Alav says Lo Yemod Nachaver. The person should not tell his friend Sochli Parum hire for me workers on Shabbos. Umukli La Bechaver Nachin. The Gemara explains actually talking about his friend that's a Gentile. So if a Gentile could call his friend, for sure he called Amoritz a friend, and there was no difficulty that it's saying Halikechlu Mechaver B'Shviyas, even though it's a Chabur Tamal Chacham, because yeah, a Chabur would consider an Amoritz as his friend. Next place in Asta, this begins with the words of the Gemara. What's the problem? Why can't they just pay for the Essek straight up? Which Tosafot explains. The Gemara's question is, my time your anger shall why can't you buy it from him? Because if you're going to think to say, I'll do business with Shemitah produce, it's not considered doing business. Only like what it's like as it's brought in the Sechel Shviyas. It says, the Yerokas of the field and sell it in the marketplace. Abel Bod, who liked it, he could pick it, and his son can sell it for him. Let's say he took it for himself and he has leftovers. What is the Mishnah saying? Hainu lekeach, hainu leker. Lekeach means to say, like harvesting, k'detani sefer. Like it says, Abel, who liked it? And his son can sell it. So from there, you see it's obvious that the Rish is also talking about who liked it. That only on the liked is the Isser of Mechira. And explicitly learned in the Tosefta that a person should not be like it and sell in the marketplace. So you see, like it is the same thing as like it. So he explains that this is specifically when he's selling in the marketplace. Who it's only the harvester himself that's forbidden. The Torah tells you it's only when you're picking it to eat it. Now, if you're picking it to sell it. But he could harvest it, and his son could sell it for him. That's not considered doing business, because since he didn't harvest it himself. You could have all the brothers harvest, and one could sell it for them all, because since he sold for his brothers, which he's allowed to, because it's not the person who did it, then he could sell it for himself also, because they have law through that it's being absorbed in the rest of his brothers. He could sell his own and his friends, his brothers. As long as you don't become a palt and perish, as long as you don't not continually selling, that would be considered a problem. But it's like as Tosafot explained the Gemara's question, what's the problem with just selling an esrog? It's not considered seicher business of Shemitah. Now, the seicher shviyas did not come to Rosh Hashanah, this they're talking about people that are merchants of Shemitah produce in Rosh Hashanah, Bezim and Aleph, and Sanin Chab Dal and Bez. That would be in such a case where he's the one that's harvesting it and he's selling it also for business dealings. Now, the Efsha, it's possible. Someone purchases from his friend, he wants to be a middleman to make a profit margin and sell it at a more expensive price. That would also be a problem about doing business with Shemitah produce. We learned in the 7th parak in Shviyas, you now do business with Shemitah produce, but Bukharis, not with first ones, but Betrumas, not with Trumas, but Nabalis, not with Nabalis, but Chapis, not with Chapis, but Bishkats, but Muslim, with non kosher entities. Which Tosafot explains, you can't have that all have this same parallel of Schayra El Kagavna, rather in such a case as we're describing, where he's the middleman. Because the Behed Yeshua Rahman Limker, because explicitly by Nebel, the Torah permits you to sell, because it's like says, I'm Machla Nachri. Obviously, we're talking about the prohibition of business is specifically, meaning even when you buy, so that you could sell it at a higher price. Continue with the next Tosafot, begins with the words of the Gemara, Sheimos Lama Oretz, May Perish Shviz. Because we don't give Tanama Oretz, the proceeds the monetary value of the Shemitah produce. Which Pesha conscious says, you know why? Because the Torah says La'achol that's to eat, well it's not to business. Shekol Pesha Shviyas Chayom Les Bar B'Shviyas Hein Medmen, because all the produce of Shemitah has to be liquidated, it and its monetary value. And Le'asman Chayosai Latznil Achas Shviyas La'ashig, we don't want to do business with it to conceal it, but the way to have the Shemitah to become wealthy, that's why you don't give it to Amoritz. So it says, of course, it's difficult because then, because that's the case, Lishter Koloison, then it should be permitted with all those numbers of the streams by Zion that we say, Shieslin Shvias, and then beer. That if they have only laws of Shemitah, but don't have a law of doing beer, so that should be permitted to give those Demay. If the whole reason is because he's not going to liquidate it, certain things you don't have to liquidate. So those things we should be able to give the Demay Perish Shvias to Amoritz. Or Behad Yaparak Bashmaitin, and explicitly the Gemara asks, and the Mishnah says, if that's the case, the reason why you can't buy Esrig, is because you can't give the mainstream Islam Oretz. So the Gemara says, oh, lulav nami. So the Torah says, lulav ain't like beer. It doesn't have a lot of beer. The Mishkaim, because that lasts. And therefore, there's no liquidation period. The cost lim sodom of Lam Oretz, until we see, you not only give over the money to Lam Oretz, but according to Rashi's interpretation, that shouldn't apply by lulav. Hello, rather, says Tosaf. High in the time, the reason is because the Iki Suri Tumah. One of his many problems and prohibitions. Sheina Ma'aretz Nizah, because the Amaretz is not careful, lesser to make it prohibited likness bam, which to buy from the Shemitah produce bam. It's Meya, non kosher animals, avodim, slaves, kokoyas, land, chaluk, batalas, shirts, and cloaks, and olam, and shoes, which he's going to buy with it, which you're not allowed to. So to be a nice and you're not allowed to give it buyer, not to the one who digs the wells of water. And below Labala, not to one who is the bath house attendant, below Lasafan, and not to the sailor, below the supper, and not for the barber. And the reason is because the shvitz, the shmita produce lachil b'shtil b'lesicha below lashadvarm. It's only for eating, drinking, and for noting, not for other things. Basel for him and chayvin, I'll use the baby debt. And so he says the emes bladino l'surim shesh b'peir shvius. There's no end to the amount of halachas and prohibition that apply to the shmita produce. Should start cleaning them kedusha shvius that you have to have the sanctity of shmita. And since Amar is not careful with those things, and that's why you can't give him the dmei of shvius. Continuing with the next tais of master is tais we know the words of the gemara yesim b'sin shalosh shudus. But not more than if it's 3 meals worth. And the fact that we say that you don't give the Shemitah produce only up until 3 meals worth, it sounds like mashmash yesh bit mei esrig, that in that value of the esrig, you would have yesim b'sin shalosh shudus more than 3 meals worth of food. He gives to his agent two coins, two prutas, the lowest denominations. Vamali says, Leich v'havali, and with these two prutas, bring me esrig ba'achas, esrig with one pruta, u'ba'esrig, rimen, and ba'achas, rimen, and one of them, a pomegranate. What do you mean? A pruta? I thought it's 3 meals worth. So it says, no, hasim esrig pasal, that's by a pasal. You only need it for eating, yeah, you get for a pruta. Avalacha, kashim, hadla, bracha, but here it's beautiful and it's valid for a bracha. Ah, there, dam of yukam, there, that costs a lot of money. That could be more than 3 meals worth of food. Continue with the next test of muscle to begin with the words Igmar, Mos Halolum Khalolna Peshish of the basis. He says, oh, by mistake, you give it to Amar Aretz. Okay, the monies will be deconsecrated produce out of my house. Shtai says, Plukti, Bishmaita, this number of Meruba, section of Machlekes, in Meruba, and Bambakam, and Daf Samaches, and Bez, gonna be carried by a vineyard of Netter Divine, Yachal Chal Mashvet Chabeb, you could deconsecrate what's in your friend's hand. So, Manda Osir, according to one that says, you're not allowed to, so Kashma Melkan, so it's difficult. How does it help over here, Machal, what's in the hands already in Amar Aretz? So it says, Rishon, you can say, according to that, Madam and Hoffman, because you're right, here it's just a penalty, because he did this, but you're right, it's not going to help. The Kabbasash, Kachan the Parakish from God, the Shogun, we find Kadush, I'm in the name of animals, slaves, and land. And it says, if he did, Yechel Kenegdom, then he should eat that amount from his own monies, his own produce. Again, the Gemara explains over there, that's because of a penalty, and that would be the same thing over here.